Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some lawn tips and along with covering all the ag events coming to our area. But first, six couples will be honored on March 24th as the 2022 Class of Kansas Master Farmers and Master Farm Homemakers. In recognition of their leadership in agriculture, environmental stewardship, and service to their communities. This statewide program is in its 96th year and is sponsored by K-State Research and Extension and the Kansas Farmer Magazine. McPherson County has a long list of past winners, so please help me in finding our next winner from our county by nominating your neighbor for the Master Farmer, Master Farm Homemaker Award. In my lawn news, now's the time to be thinking about the best practices for treating crabgrass. A weed commonly found in Kansas lawns can make sure homeowners feel pretty crabby this time of year, but applying a herbicide at the right time can help alleviate crabgrass problems. For most of Kansas, crabgrass typically begins to germinate around May 1 or a little earlier. April 15th is normally a good target date for applying crabgrass preventer because it gives active ingredients time to evenly disperse in the soil before germination starts. Crabgrass preventer is another name for a pre-emergent herbicide that prevents crabgrass seed from developing into mature plants. They do not kill the weed seed or even keep the seed from germinating, but rather kill the young plant after it germinates. Remember, crabgrass preventers have no effect on existing plants, so they must be applied before germination. Preventers do not last forever once applied in the soil. Microorganisms and natural processes begin to gradually break them down soon after they are applied. So if some products are applied too early, they might have lost much of their strength by the time they are needed. Most crabgrass preventers are fairly ineffective after 60 days. There are two products, Dimension and Barricade, that provide season-long control of crabgrass from a single application and can be applied as early as April 15th. Barricade can be applied as early as March 1. If not using one of these two products, however, the proper time to apply crabgrass preventer falls usually the same time that the eastern redbud tree, known for its pretty pink flowers, is in full bloom. K-State Research and Extension recommends that homeowners apply crabgrass preventer before fertilizing so that the grass isn't encouraged to put on too much growth too early. However, it may be difficult to find products that contain pre-emergent without fertilization. In my extension calendar, in March, the Master Gardeners and Friends will have their third of four spring educational programs here at the McPherson County Extension Office, and it will be March 23rd. Sedgwick County's horticultural specialist will present the program entitled Improving Your Lawns. This program is open to everyone interested in learning more about lawns and gardens. Bring your gardening questions as spring is just around the corner. We hope to see everyone at the Extension Office on March 23rd. And tomorrow, March 7th, the McPherson Wheat RX School will take place at the McPherson Opera House. The Wheat RX School is a partnership between the Kansas Wheat Commission and K-State Research and Extension to give out the latest research recommendations for high-yielding, high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. Presentations will be from GrainCraft discussing how growers can capitalize on high protein, an OSU wheat breeder discussing wheat variety strengths, along with K-State wheat specialists discussing agronomy tactics for high yield and high quality wheat, along with soil health, and other presentations on all the benefits of wheat to the production system, including residue and grazing. Registration is required and it ends today, so please call the Extension Office to get the link. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you have a great start to your week.